Coach Madsen, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. And I just can't tell you how sorry all of us feel for everybody that played with Kobe, that knew Kobe, that's going through this and mourning his loss right now. What's going through your mind right now as you're processing this news?
I have a lot of different emotions and feelings, but I think the biggest one is just I feel so sad for his family because Kobe loved his wife and daughter so much. So much. He lived for his family. And it's a hard day. It's a hard day. He lived for his family. And after he retired, you know, he would come back to games with his family. When he was playing, he would come with Vanessa and his daughters. And it's just a really hard day.
Can you give some more perspective on, we know Kobe the player, we all watched him play forever, but you know a different Kobe than we do. And you just mentioned it, Kobe the father. What was he like as a father? This was in this moment, he was doing something with his daughter, something that he enjoyed. How important was that part of his life to him now that basketball was over for him?
That was everything. That was everything to him. His family was everything. You know, he had off the court interests. He really, when he was getting ready to retire, he talked about how he wanted to really, you know, his passion was he wanted to get into storytelling, movies, short stories, things like that. But where he really spent all of his time was with his daughters and his wife. You know, I spent three years with Kobe as a player. And then I coached him for 2 years. And when I played with him, it was a new experience for me because I had never been in a situation where the stakes were so high. And I'd never played with anyone who was such a winner. Winning was everything. And he pushed everyone around him. He pushed me. He pushed me extremely hard, sometimes harder than I even thought I could be pushed. Sometimes it was hard for me, but through those moments, we developed a bond. We developed a friendship that it grew and grew over time. And then by the time I came back a decade later, the relationship just continued to grow. And I'm going to miss him.
What was it like coaching Kobe?
I mean, can anyone really coach Kobe? Can anybody really coach one of the greatest players of all time? I mean, obviously the game prep, anytime you went up in front of the team to do a whiteboard scout or to present something, you just had to make sure you knew everything because Kobe was brilliant. He knew the game inside and out, and he demanded your best as a player, as a coach. I think that's one of the reasons why the franchise, that the Lakers had so much success is because Kobe held everybody to such a high standard. And he brought so much joy. He brought so much joy to people. You know, people work hard in this world. LA, a lot of great people in LA, and sometimes we all need a diversion. And Kobe just brought so much joy and happiness to all of the people of all of the fans of LA and fans of basketball around the world. I mean, he brought joy to his teammates. Sometimes you're out there on the court, something good would happen, or you're cheering from the bench, and he would do something amazing. And he just brought a lot of special memories to a lot of people.
You mentioned the memories. As you're thinking about him, is there a story or two that that pops up in your mind and your memory that you're thinking about right now?
You know, I'm sitting here talking with my wife, Hannah, about this, and one thing that I brought up, I told her, and this isn't a big one, but we were on the Lakers charter once, and there was some type of emergency. I had to make a call, but we were in the air. But the old planes back then, they had a wired phone where you could swipe your credit card and it cost you $1 a minute, $10 a minute, whatever it was. And I just remember Kobe somehow knew I needed to make a call, and he said, come up here and use this phone, use my credit card, whatever you need. And that, you know, he had your back. He had your back. He could be pushing you so hard, you didn't know if you could go further. You know, really, I mean, I had played in high school. I played in college. I thought I had been pushed. You know, I thought I had done all that. But I got to the NBA with Kobe. I didn't realize how much further I could be pushed. And those moments sometimes were hard. But then you need something. He was the first one. Kobe was the first one to have your back.
Have you had a chance to speak to more of your teammates or more of his teammates today?
Yeah, I've been reaching out to a lot, and it's, you know, I think we're all just in shock, and you know, hey, I think things happen for a reason. When I first heard the news, I thought it was a hoax because it just seemed, you know, it just seemed too soon.
What do you think? And we kind of already knew what his legacy was in the game, but now that he's gone, I mean, if you look back, what do you think Kobe's legacy is going to be?
I mean, obviously the basketball legacy is huge, but for people that lived in LA and that were around him, it's his family.
Coach, I've taken up too much of your time. I'm so sorry for this loss and for all your teammates, what you're going through right now. But the perspective you're able to give us on Kobe, the person, not just the basketball player, I think is really invaluable, and I appreciate your time, Coach. We're thinking of you.
Thanks, Jeremiah.